Radio Africana, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, you, and you. Right, it's another episode of Posh Beast Couch. Wow. Yeah, how are you guys doing today? I've had a good day, but it's been a last-minute.com of some chaotic moment for me right now, but we're here and we're gonna get things rolling. And I believe everything will come together by itself. You know what? It's all about confidence. And that's a topic I'll be speaking on today. And I feel like even myself, my confidence has been unraveled already before the show even started today. But I will try and get my confidence while speaking about confidence. And I think that will make a lot of sense. So what happened basically is my co-host today, my guest basically had a glitch, lastminute.com glitch. So unfortunately she can't make it to the show today. But still we're here and we're still going to have some fun. Yeah, something happened basically, I can't go into details, and we've explored all the avenues to get out here, but unfortunately, it just didn't work out. But still, We're going to be speaking about confidence today, and sure you guys should stay logged in with me. I'm going to play my very first music as usual, and then after the music, then we go straight into the whole topic today, and then we can talk. So first, before I go for break, so if you guys, I'm on live right now. I'm on TikTok live, so it's Posh P Therapy. If you go on top it, or if you add me on Posh P Therapy, you will find me live right now. So join in. As there's any message or any comment, let me know, so we have that to speak about later on the show. But apart from that, we are good to go. And if you want to advertise your program or any of your thing that you're doing, if you want to sponsor this show, please email me or send me a DM, and then we can talk about it. Or if there's any other thing, if you want to come on the show as a guest, all you need to do is to email me. This is for the community, and we're boosting each other's confidence, we're helping each other. So if there's any way you feel like you can improve us, just email me, DM me, and then we'll speak about it. So right now we'll listen to a song from Ashake called MMS, and then when back, we'll dive in straight into the folk show. Thank you.
See, this life thing, yeah, it's all about understanding, bro. You gotta understand what you're doing. You need a direction, bro.
What's up on the time? When I just try. When I drop a song, I go need to dance. I do a kakuru kere, they pay my price. Then I find the sound among all the sounds. I no get a name, I no sing a sound. Sound, it's the money sound. I want the precise. Uh-huh.
I be like military, match up my head. Vigilant, forgive me, Lord, I dey on your peace.
Cemetery, people, we don't die, people, cemetery.
Life is not easy, I know it's not easy, you guys do the thing I'm easy.
So funny, you poor funny.
For my city gone, you know we run from who you are, and waiting go be man is cast in stone.
Modugbelo long power salute, mo wari titi mo de sham you. Adugbelo long to come yo, kade ma se un tali se kade ma yo.
Oh your long, my mama leave me, yeah, you know long. Lost myself and I found my purpose. Yeah, every day I know that I am blessed. Tonight we go to love me. Yeah, they got your own new. Nothing man, no face. Vibe today. These kind things in our life we do. Mm-hmm.
Right. Welcome back, everyone. Right, yeah. Now the show is on. It's Posh P Couch, and this is Sheyo Oluwasogo, the Posh P himself. One day I'll actually tell you guys the story about how I came across, how I became Posh P. That'll be an episode on its own, and I think we're gonna have fun when you guys hear my story on that side. Right, so what I'll do right now, because this is therapy for the streets, I'm gonna ask people on the studio right now how they've managed their confidence in the past. So my question that I'm gonna be throwing to them, and I'm gonna start with the person on my right. You guys would not see their face, but you will hear their voice. So I'm gonna start, and I'm gonna ask a simple question, and that's how it's just like an icebreaker. And when do you feel most confidence in yourself?
So for me, I feel most confidence because I'm a lady. I feel most confidence when I look good.
Right.
Yeah, when I look good, because I mean, everything starts with appearance. When you wake up in the morning and then you're going out, you look in the mirror and you feel like, oh, I look good.
So
yeah,
confidence comes in appearance. You can hear that. So there's different ways that confidence comes. So I'm gonna ask that same question to the person on my left. How do you feel confidence? What does it mean to you?
I think I feel more confidence when I actually know my stuff.
Right.
When I know what to do, then like you can't stand me. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying.
And you know what? Before the show started, I'm finished. I'm gonna tell us the difference between confidence and arrogant, and that's gonna be the rant of the day. You guys should watch out for that part. We're not there yet. So we're just gonna dive deeper into the topic today. When it comes to confidence, we need to start with childhood trauma, because a lot of us didn't have confidence growing up, and that's because of the way we were brought up. They will tell you, you can't do that. Even the way your parent scream at you, it totally discourages you to actually want to speak up. And then before you know, you find yourself that you can't even fight for yourself. You can't stand up for yourself. I remember growing up, and my teacher actually make me feel horrible, and he would tell you, oh, you cannot do it. And immediately you hear that word, you cannot do it, it stick to your mind that I can't do it. And now you need a lot of realignment in your head to now start boosting your confidence again. And you know, confidence even though it's from you, you can get it from people. People can help you boost your confidence, because not everybody actually born with. I don't think anyone is born with confidence. You build it. And how do you build it? You build it from people around you, your society, your community, your friends, your family. Those are people that actually help you to boost your confidence. As I was saying, when it comes to childhood trauma, it's a lot of things to unravel in that place, and I don't even know where to start from. But confidence boosting for me, it's actually the way you see yourself and the way you carry yourself, the way you articulate yourself, the way you put yourself together, both spiritually and physically, because it's beyond just a physical thing that you can see. Two people will walk into the same room and they have an interview, and by the time you start talking on the interview, you discover that one person came out better than the other person. Most of the time, it's not because the person know their stuff more than each other. No, it's actually because the way you carry yourself. I've been in interview where I end up interviewing the interviewer, and that's because my confidence was high on that peak at that point. I'm like, nah, we're smashing this. And that's the mentality of what you have to go. It's not that because you're the tallest person in the room or you're the shortest person. It's just yourself. You are the one that will help yourself to boost your own confidence. So I'm gonna ask more questions from my people in the studio. What do you think is the does your posture has to do with your confidence?
Yeah.
Right. Can you tell me more about that, please?
So, when it comes to posture, mm-hmm. mostly you might be feeling anxious. Let me use a scenario as an interview. Yeah, right, you right. might be anxious, and you might not even know what, because you don't know what they're going to ask you. Nobody mm-hmm. knows what you're going to be asked in an interview. But if you sit down, yeah, if you're being interviewed, mm-hmm. and then you have a very like droopy face, like you're maybe picking your nails, you are how do we say it, like what I posture is very important when it comes to confidence, because that the person you might not be confident at that moment, mm-hmm. but the person who is looking at you, it could be anywhere, it could be city center, it could be an interview, it could be anything, it mm-hmm. could be everywhere, it could be at work. Maybe, for example, I'm a project worker. Let's say you are working with I work with people who have mental health issues,
right.
and let's say someone is hallucinating. And that person is definitely someone who hallucinates is dangerous, because you don't know what they can do. And maybe you're trying to like talk to that person, and you're shaking, you're shivering.
Yeah, they can see the fear.
They can see the fear. So already they have overtaken you.
Absolutely.
So they know that I can bring this person down.
Mm-hmm.
You might be scared, but your voice, your posture.
Mm-hmm.
Should it really counts, because in you, whatever that you bring, they are not seeing what is inside,
they can't.
You're seeing what is outside. So no matter how scared, no matter how anxious you are, no matter how, you just need to like be like Gen Z's would say aura. What is that word again? You need to like,
you need to seize it.
Seize aura. You know, no matter how anxious you are, because I, for example, I'm very shy. I'm a very, very shy person. But then, when I'm shy, you can tell, because my hands start sweating, and then I start like picking my nails and stuff like that. But I've learned that they are not seeing what is inside.
That's right.
So you need to like, yeah, because me, for example, I'm very small. I'm a petite person, yeah. And at work, I work with giants. People who have mental health issues, and they are coming to you like, hey, hey. But then you have to stand on your on ground, mm-hmm. and be like, yeah, talk to them, even though you're scared. Mm-hmm. Try as much as possible. Posture is really important.
I love that. Thank you very much. I love that. Yeah, and actually, second what you've just said, because I've worked in mental health institute, like hospital and stuff before. So, and it's funny how when you see a lot of clients or patients, the fact that they know you're scared, they will attack you.
Yeah.
They will come for you, because they can see this, they can see the fear all over you. But no matter how small, how big you are, they can see the way you control things, the way you talk, the way you carry yourself, they automatically just mellow for you. And those are the kind of things that we all face through, we all go through every day of our life, because confidence is actually very, very, very important in our daily lives. And I'm going to ask another question to my guest, but to one of the people inside the studio. And the question will be, I want to make it a little bit easier for you. So you'll be able to answer me fully. Okay, so in the past, have you had anyone knock off your confidence and then you struggle to pick yourself up? Tell me that story.
So I think in the past, especially when you're that kind of person that grew up in an environment whereby they tell you that probably you're not good enough,
mm-hmm.
or probably like people around you do better than you do, so mm-hmm. what's stopping you from doing that thing, like they don't have two words, and those words like clock in, and when you're trying to like, oh yeah, you know what, let me try my best to be that person that they want, then that words comes to your head and be like, they've always told you that you're not the best, so why are you trying? Mm-hmm. You don't have to try, like, just remain there. And I think that's what a lot of people go through as well at the moment.
Do you know that sometimes when you go out and you have confidence and you just meet some certain people, either you see them or you hear their voice and your confidence just disappears?
It happens. Some, like, I try to avoid some settings as well, because mm-hmm. when you hear some voices, it's like, wait, it gives you that trauma of probably that voice, you've heard that voice somewhere before.
And even some looks,
yeah,
you just see someone, they give you that trauma, oh my god, and you'll be like, I can't do it again.
Yeah it happens. But I think one of the things that helped me is self-realization. Yeah. And that's one thing you've said and also she said at the same time. So coming to that area that doesn't matter what people say, that does not define me. What defines me is what I choose to be, and it's about choosing myself. And I start with self-confirmation as well. So every morning, like, you are bold, you're strong, you can do this. And even though when we get to that peak, when we get to that place that those trauma tries to, like, come in, then the words that I've said to myself every morning, like, overshadow those trauma, overshadow what you've been through, and you're like, yeah, I can do this. Like, the worst case that could happen is that you won't do well, but you'll be corrected. And also now knowing that that's correction, right, is a way of life and not part of the trauma you've been through. Because most times when you make mistake, instantly we'll go to that defensive mode that I'm not always good enough. No, you're good enough. Mm. You can do it. You're made for it.
And learning is part of the process.
Yeah, learning is part of the process. I remember someone saying yesterday that success is part of the process and not the achievement. So where you are at the moment does not, like, you aim for more.
It doesn't define you.
Before we said that sky is the limit. Sorry, sky is not the limit anymore. Like, we have heaven. We have, like, we have,
there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things up there. So, like, never settle for less. Never settle for less.
Thank you. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm really enjoying this. Let's dive into social media a little bit. So, I'm going to ask you to my right. Do you think, does social media boost confidence or kill it?
Right, so I would say it can boost,
can go
and
both
it
ways.
Yeah, it can go both ways. So, for I would say I've realized recently, especially on TikTok, that now people just put their camera there and just video themselves.
Right.
Relationship, their lifestyle, everything. People are not shy anymore. You know, and I would say, even though it's some people just do that to seek validation, but then it's positive and negative at the same time, because if you expose too much to the world, the internet never forgets. You might expose something that can go wrong in the future. You might not want that there someday. You might think, oh, now I'm just doing this for fun, I'm just being myself, you know. And one day you might be a different person. You're like, what did I do? And the internet never forgets. So it can go both ways. It can help you. People just don't even now. There's a thing where you don't even intentionally say, I want to do content. You might just do something, and then you post it, and then someone, it just goes viral, and then someone, and then you get your what is it called? Your niche.
Your niche,
you get your niche, and then you realize that, okay, I can do this, I can build on this, so
and the fact that goes viral gives you that confidence,
that
like,
confidence,
let me do it more.
So it can go both ways. It's
I think the other thing I find about social media when it comes to confidence is if you have your niche already, you know that this is thing, I'm good in this thing, and you go on internet and you see people doing it, it can kill your own confidence. I'm like, a lot of people are doing it already. Somebody has 5 million followers, so he has to. But actually, they are not you. Until you start yours, you don't know how far. Like, and that goes to me by myself that I'm talking here. People have asked me to do podcasts for years, and I'm like, no, a lot of people are doing it. There's still, no, it doesn't really necessarily affect my own confidence, but I just feel like, because there's too many people already doing stuff. But then one day you realize that, but it's not you. What if it's actually your voice that will change some certain things? And because you've kept your word, I mean, you've kept it to yourself, then nothing is gonna change. And those are the good side of social media, because as bad as social media can be, because I feel like it's a more negative thing also, social media, we're exposed to a lot of things, very young people, things that they're exposed on social media, which is not the best. But also, there's also a positive side of social media. It depends on what you preach on your own platform. And that's why you have it. Your platform determines what people will perceive from you. And you need to have the right message, positive message, to pass on to the people. And then, like, that's what we are doing right now. We are boosting, we are telling people that there's no matter what you think you want to do, you can actually do it. Because all you need to do is to take the right step. That first step, you have to dip down your feet inside the water. If not, you don't know if the water is cold or it's hot. And we're going to go on short break because I feel like this is getting a little good at the moment. So, and I'm loving it. So I'm going to go on the next short break now, and we will be back. We'll do the rant of the day, because I feel like some people want to rant about this topic, or if there's anything, even if it's not this topic, just if something is burning your heart and you want to share it, we're going to talk about that in a minute. So we go on quick short break, and we'll give you a song called To Be a Man by Kix Daniel, and I'll be back in a sec. Thank you.
She won't stop pushing until she see my cadaver. She won't stop pushing until she see my cadaver. Our car system now I seen it day. No time off, no holiday. No time off, no holiday. Pick two, let's go check up. Buy my ticket, make her take off. A quality time on Gucci bag, which one you want? You can't teach your cake, I have it. Gonna do this with my day back delay. If you don't do it again, I leave my day wait. This your pattern, no up taking. Come back again, my wali my day. Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I just drink Kokoro, come taste. Why you think my world in me, my gentiao? My gent shall I fool in great? Even when my energy down, I just drink Kokoro, come taste it.
No, you ain't your flick, you ain't ready,
no need for fast too, cause the message I don't pass through. You the bitches like a gorilla. Show my pretty model, Timo Forilla. Check on me, baby, check on me. I get you and my family, all on me.
Check on me, baby, check on me.
All on me.
Check on you.
Pick two, let's go check up. Buy my ticket, make a takeoff. A quality time on Gucci bag, which one you want? You can't teach your cake, I have it. Gonna do this with my day back delay. If you don't do it again, I leave my day wait. This your pattern, no up taking. Come back again, my wife, my day. Mama, if it's easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I just drink Kokoro, come taste it. Why you think my world in me, my gentile? My gentile, I feel in great. Even when my energy down, I just drink Kokoro, come taste it.
Mama, if it's easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy.
Welcome back. How are you guys doing? Are you guys enjoying the show today? Yes, it's your man, because I'm not a boy. People say it's your boy, blah blah blah. No, it's your man, Shay Poshby or Poshby's couch. Right, so my next question right now will be to the my friend on my left. There's a say that always go around, fake it to make it. What do you think about that in confidence boosting?
Oof. Okay, in confidence boosting, fake it till you make it. I think it has its pros and cons, but right. At the same time, I won't call it fake it, I'll call it trial, because everything we do at first in life, they're all trial, and sometimes we succeed in it, and sometimes we don't. And when we don't, we learn from that, and then we try to do the right thing. So in the process of us doing those things, I won't call it we are faking it. I'll say that we're trying to be that person that will make
better
it
version of
ourselves. A better version, but at the moment it might not really make sense. At the moment to others it might not even make sense, and I'm sorry I'm quoting the scripture now. The Bible says that we use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise.
Amen.
So like even when like to us, to other people, like what's this guy doing? But it's you that know where you're going to, you know what you need to do to get to that point that people be like, oh, it really makes sense. And now let's give a physical example. Imagine Don Jazzy, like when he started back then, he just like when he noticed that it wasn't doing well, he just stopped. Or when people were like telling him that your vision doesn't really like it's not visible enough, and he just stopped, like things soon be successful. We all know the story of Beyonce as well, like her mom was literally a tailor back then, like sewing her clothes and all of that. She could have said that, I don't want to stress my mom anymore. Like when people see me, like they think I've made it, I have everything, like I'm successful. Yes, she is successful, but she went through it to become that person that the world sees. So yeah, and even till now, like people, some still don't like her, but that doesn't stop her. At the moment to some, she's still faking it, but at the same time, she's making it in whatever she's doing. And also that also goes to us as well. Like at first it might not really make sense, and that's why I call it trial and not faking
it. Have you been in a stage where you had to, you call it trial, where you have to try to make it before?
I think yeah, in terms of confidence boosting, there are some time whereby I was asked to like speak to people, and trust me, when it comes to speaking to people, I'm not, that's not my forte, like I'm no good at it.
Because even when I asked you to join me now, you were like, oh my god, what am
like,
I doing?
I'm not good at it. Yeah, I'm not good at it, because I get to that point whereby what if I blank out, what if, like, a lot of what if question, and that's what's stopping most of us. And that's why I said faking it. And also, it depends on your definition of faking
it. Faking it,
because
true.
I've noticed that the word definition of faking it is that someone is trying to like look for money and try to show the world that
imposter syndrome.
Yeah, but no, faking it is like you're actually trying, and it doesn't make sense at that moment, but you are doing it because you know that you know the end goal, and to others doesn't really make sense when. I'm sorry that I'm using physical examples as well. Like,
this is good.
We have the RCCG General Vassial, Pastor Yadeboye. Like, he said, he started wearing his first time when she was at the age of 12 or 15, that he actually had a sleepers on. Now he's a mathematician. Aside being a mathematician, he is a pastor. Like, imagine he has said, I'm not trying. Like, when my mate, he came, when he was even graduating, they had to like get an umbrella as a gift for him.
Wow.
That was like a gift. And imagine, like, that shouldn't stop you. And because other people are like trying to do something, should not mean that, oh, I'm going to copy them. That's not your own way. And I think that's the definition of people's faking it.
Yeah,
that you're trying to copy
you can't
people.
Copy someone else. Yeah. Be like them.
Be
so
like
you
them.
Go out thinking you're them.
So I think that's people's definition for faking it. But my definition, my opinion, please don't come for me. My opinion is that faking it is trying it.
It's trying.
And when you're trying it, you're getting there. You make that mistake, you try again until you become the perfect person you want to be.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask same question to the lady on my right also, so she can tell me her own also point of view of faking it to make it. What does it mean to you?
Okay, so as he said, trying something, but in my own definition, I'll say what people know as faking it to make it is trying to be someone else. Yeah, because now that's what a lot of people do,
especially on social media.
A lot of people just do a lot of things just to make people think that this is who I am, but they are not. And it can actually be a success. Yeah, it can. But then if you are faking it, that means you are not who you are portraying outside.
And I think those things don't last.
Yeah.
Because it's not grounded.
Yeah.
So when it's for example, the easiest thing I can use is it's a lady, a vendor selling a rice on the streets. And you're used to selling rice for 3-4 people, and you think you're selling rice. And now you say, oh, I want more order. Now they gave you 100 orders. you can't manage it because it's not what you're used to, and that's what I feel about faking it to make it, because you're not actually prepped for the big things.
Mm-hmm.
When the real pressure comes, mm-hmm. you will fall, and that's why you have a lot of success on social media.
Yeah.
And the next day they are gone.
Yeah.
Sorry, I break you up.
You would, because it's not you, because mm-hmm. that's not who you were. You are going to get stuck in the middle, because
mm-hmm.
you get to a point and you're like, people are expecting more. Mm-hmm. What should I do? Am I still going to continue with this, or I should just tell them that no, this is not who I am?
Because that at that point, confidence is, it's not confidence anymore.
Yeah.
You're doing something else entirely.
Mm-hmm.
You can build confidence and have confidence to sustain your own capability. Immediately you step out of it, it's not confidence. That's overconfidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yoruba, we call it oversabi, and we all know what oversabi will do to you. Oversabi will kill you.
Yeah. Let's say, as I used example in the previous question you asked,
mm-hmm.
Some people mistakenly do something on social media, TikTok, and then they find their niche. But let's say you did something. Let's say you cracked a joke,
mm-hmm.
and then you posted it on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and then people found it funny, and then you got the likes, you got the followers, you got there, and then now you think, oh, I'm a comedian,
mm-hmm.
but now okay, I can do this, and then actually get more, and you realize that only came at that point. That joke that you said is not you. It's not, you are not a comedian, but it just came at that point.
At that point,
mm-hmm. and then now you want to build on that,
mm-hmm.
so now because you feel like I can do this, now you have to fake to be a comedian, and you don't have any jokes.
You don't.
So now you have to like force yourself, like look online, and then sometimes it gets to a point where you see people, they post one video, their second video, and then the likes are just dropping, and you're like, nah, this joke is not good anymore, because that is not who they are, you know. So faking it to make it, it can be good, as our friend said, trying.
Mm-hmm.
If it's from that aspect, it's good. But then if you're faking it to be someone else to impress people, then you don't need to do that.
Thank you very much. I really love that. Fake it to make it, to me, will be, and I'll just use a normal example of myself as a person. And I think I've been in therapy for almost a decade, but I do not know the next step of what I want to do next. Even after I became a therapist, I was still thinking, I don't want to go online. Because I like to see my clients face to face. I want to see your tapping your finger. I want to see all the jittering and everything. So I use that to do my assessment. But I was told after lockdown that internet, social media, whatever, is the next step. I do not like it. So I feel like it was fake it to make it for me. Coming on internet, start talking to clients, because I'm like, I don't want this. But I know my niche. So that's the difference. I know my niche, I have the confidence, I know I can do it, but it wasn't my comfort zone talking to people across the internet, teletherapy. So I had to start building that, like, okay, how do I assess this person? How can I do this assessment? So I have to do it little by little, which I'm still even doing right now, because I will not tell you I'm the best speaker when it comes to talking to people online still. But here, I'm taking it right now to make it,
mm-hmm.
but in a good way, because mm-hmm. now we're on radio, we're on TikTok, we're doing this, but guess what, it will get better, because like I said earlier, until you dip your feet in the water, you will never know if the water is cold or hot. I mean, you can access it with your eyes if you see the boiling. Don't put your feet don't stick your feet if you can see the thing boiling. You can see it. But yeah, so you have to make that first step of like, I need to try this thing. So I'm a fan, or I believe in the adage of the quote of faking it to make it. But are you faking it to make it for the right reason? So I think it's the end goal of your fake thing that will determine if you're actually doing the fake it to make it for good. Because I feel like even let's talk about CV. People put the wrong CV. It's not their CV. They copy and paste. Thank God for AI now. People will put their stuff on AI. AI will give them a good biography and whatnot, and they put that, and they send that to the people that are doing advert to companies. And the next thing you bang an interview. Now, fake it to make it not get real, because now you fake the CV. You tell us your this, your that, and now the interview is here. Now, are you going to fake the interview? That's the problem. So as much as you want to do fake it to make it, you need to have the end goal. You need to know that this faking thing that I'm doing, I'm actually faking it to get through the door. When I get in that door, I can hold the door. I can stay in the door. It's not like you get in the door and they chase you out. Some people, when you enter the door, they will flog them out because they can't handle it. And that's also an idea that when they talk this, I divert a little bit, where they say beauty opens the door for you, but your attitude keeps you there. And that happens a lot with, less not stereotypically, with women, because a lot of women get opportunity because they are pretty. Pretty privilege is real. I believe the pretty privilege is actually real. And then they give you this opportunity because you're pretty. And now, what do you do when they give you the opportunity? There's nothing up there. There's no, you've not done your research. You've not done your homework. I'm sorry. This thing has to do with money. And if I'm giving you an opportunity and now you're not giving me the output, I'm going to show you the door. Bye. No matter how pretty you are, because now you're affecting me. It's affecting my product. It's affecting my service. It's affecting, and that's not what I want. So, in nutshell, when you're building your confidence, you need to have something along with your confidence. Okay, I've teach you how to do a posture when you want to interview. Sit right. Make sure your head is up. Make sure your shoulder is sitting well. You've done all those things, but do you have something to say? But that's another thing entirely. You can teach people a lot of things, but they need to apply. It's the application that is the most important part. Application is very, very important. So when we talk about confidence boosting, like we've been talking about today, we need to do our homework. We need to do our homework. So, because with time is... Okay, time has gone really quick. This is... Right, so... I was gonna play music before, but I think I don't have time for music. So I'm gonna go straight into rant of the week. Right. I've got already one here. Someone sent me a message about this very topic, which is actually what I wanted to ask before. So I'm just gonna ask it. What is the difference between arrogance and confidence? Because she was like, every time I go into a new place, and the way I speak, the way I carry myself, people say I'm arrogant, and that get me angry because I'm not arrogant. This is just me. So I'm gonna start from
ladies
here.
Ladies first.
Okay then. So what do you think? What's the difference between arrogance and being confident?
In my opinion, I would say an arrogant person is someone that is, I would say, self-conceited, right, and also a person who feels like all-knowing. I know everything. I can do everything. They are too confident in themselves, and as the saying goes, too much of everything is bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In as much as we have things like depression, anxiety and stuff, they are not good, but they are there in the world. People get depression, people get anxious, people get stressed. Do you think, let me be a bit religious here, do you think God didn't know that it's going to be a downside to human and allowed depression, allowed stress? They are there for a reason.
Oh, absolutely.
So the same way being stressed can be harmful, it can also be good in a way.
Yeah, it's I think it's for realignment.
Yeah. The same way being confident is good, it can also be bad. Because when you're too confident,
I don't think it's too bad. It's just there's a line,
yeah,
that you cross in mm-hmm. between confidence into arrogance.
Yeah,
I think so.
Like, let me use wealth, money.
Okay.
When someone is rich,
mm-hmm.
yeah, mostly there was this thing I saw on TikTok. Yeah, someone posted a video and I was listening to it, that the person was saying most rich people, when they are speaking, they only speak about their money.
Mm.
Like, I have money to do this, I have money to do that, I can do this, I can do that. But if you take that money from there,
mm.
they're actually nobody.
Mm.
So that is arrogance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is arrogance. And let's say someone who is brilliant in class, yeah, you can feel like, oh, I know everything, I'm too confident. So it becomes, you become arrogant, you feel like you're on top of the world.
Mm, mm.
Yeah. So in as much as that is the difference with, in my opinion, that okay. is the difference between confidence and arrogance. Yeah.
I'm gonna ask the same question to my bro on my left. What do you think the difference between arrogance and confidence?
Like you said earlier, that they are thin line.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a difference between knowing stuff and showing off stuff.
That's right.
And I think that's where that thin line comes in. Because mm. yes, you might know it, but the question is, what do you do with what you know? Mm. At the same time, there's also something that comes with confidence is humble.
Mm.
You being humble, like there's a way you talk, there's mm-hmm. a way you use your words,
that's right.
that will show that you actually know your stuff, but you're just trying to like calm down.
Mm-hmm.
But arrogant person, they don't really care.
They don't care.
And with arrogant comes pride.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Because it shows that mm. you can't tell me I know my stuff. Know so my... why are you trying to tell mm-hmm. me to mm-hmm. calm mm-hmm. down?
Mm-hmm.
No, I won't chill out. Like I must say my mind.
I must say my mind.
Sometimes it's not the time you need to say your mind.
That's
like
right.
sometimes
that's
keep
right.
quiet.
That's
like
right. that's
your opinion right. counts, but at the same time it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like so, it's about coming to that realization that. Why can't you just wait till it gets to your turn?
Mm.
What is life, for example, everyone is sitting at the back and then you see some empty space in front. The question should have been, why is there an empty space?
Mm.
But you choose to like, let me go sit in that particular front, and then you go to the front and then they ask you like, sorry, can you move to the back? So that's where the arrogance comes in, and that's the thing like between confidence and being arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
Because confident person, they know their stuff,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time they know when to put in,
right.
how to put in, what to say at the right time as mm-hmm. well.
Because they've done their homework.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about arrogance is it's actually rooted in insecurity.
Yeah.
It's not because they're actually confident. But they do things. So when you're confident, your confidence is you're trying to carry people along. When you're arrogant, you're trying to exclude people.
Mm.
And that's the difference between
yeah.
arrogance
yeah.
and confidence.
Because
mm. confidence, you're doing things because it's our thing.
Mm.
You want someone else to learn from you. You want someone else to, you're teaching people what they don't know that
yeah.
you think you know. When it comes to arrogance, you're trying to tell them, I know better than you.
Yeah.
I can do this better than you. So you downplay people. You
mm.
you make sure they are under your needs. That's the difference between being arrogant and confidence.
Yeah.
It's like I said earlier.
It's very thin line.
I can know my stuff. I know my niche. I know I can come on to radio and I can speak. But immediately I'm thinking, oh, I don't need to prep today. I know what to say today. Like today now, I came here. Even though I have my notes and everything. I was meant to have a guest. And then I'm like, you know what? Fuck the guest, it's not even here. I can do this by myself. And then you start chatting. But here you are, I have two people here. Yeah, I'm meant to have one person. Now I have two people helping me. And we're discussing this program. And this is going really well. So I think confidence is about what your input and what you want to give out as an output mm. in a positive way.
Yeah.
And that's what we are building. That's the whole point of this show today on Poshmi's Couch. We want to let you know that confidence is not just your posture. Confidence is not just carrying yourself. Confidence is about knowing what you're actually doing. You need to know your niche. You need to study before you go to for an exam. Don't say, oh, I know this. No, you need to study. You, when you're going for interview, you need to do your research. You need to do your homework. Make sure everything is in line. Now, when you now put that with your posture, the way you carry yourself, the way you walk, the way you talk, trust me, I promise you, you'll smash everything you want to put your hands upon. Anything you lay your hands upon will be prosper. Anything you say, our people will listen because you've actually done your homework, you've done your assignment. And I hope people have enjoyed the show today. And I'm going to go on a quick break. Then when I'm back, I'll do some little adverts. And so I can tell you guys more about the program, and I'll tell you what we're going to do next week. So I'll go on a short break, just 1 or 2 minutes, and I will be playing you a song from Simi. And I'll be back in a minute.
Everyone going through something. No peace, only me get something for my head. As long as my heart is pumping, just believe, say joy is coming in the morning. Sugar lonely, alapa o, echo echa jura for me, pray for me. Make you walk your mind. This a shaky. Come again, no puff a face. Stand up, see where the ball. Only go shake jack, but you can't give up. I allow yourself to grow.
Okay.
On my neck is diamond. I want to meet a diamond. Same cut down. On my wrist is a
rose. Welcome back, welcome back. That's a song by Simi, and it's called Day by Day. And that's probably my last song on the show today before I go. So before I go, basically the topic and the whole point of the program today is how to build that confidence. And confidence is walking into a room saying I'm enough. Meanwhile, arrogance is walking into a room saying I'm better than anyone. So I don't want us to cross the line between being confident and being arrogant. Confidence is very good. Confidence is knowing your thing. It's the value. It's the value that you have for yourself, the way you carry yourself, the way you interact with people. You don't want to be looking so down. You don't want to be looking like you're... No, show them that you know what you're doing. Show them that you know your stuff, and everything will come together for you. So before I go, quick advert for myself. So like I used to say, this is a safe space for us to talk. This is for the community. If you need anything, if you want anything you want to discuss with me, I've got a website which is www.poshptherapy.co.uk. You can find all my services on that website. And there's an email which is hello@poshptherapy.co.uk. My Instagram handle is poshptherapy_. That's my Instagram. And I have an Instagram for this page, which is called Posh Pit Couch. So if you check Posh Pit Couch, we have Instagram for that. And then on TikTok, it's Posh Pit Therapy. That's my Instagram. That's my TikTok handle, Posh Pit Therapy. So I hope you can follow us on all the social media. Our YouTube is coming very soon. I'm happy to tell you that. We're going to make this into a proper full podcast. But we're still waiting. We're still working on something underneath before we go fully live on YouTube. So it's been a pleasure hanging out with you guys today. My name is Sheyu Luashogo, as you all know. I'm called Posh P, and it's my couch. And I'll see you next week. God bless you.
I'm a local judge anymore, one in a million. Wait.
on the dance floor 24/7 on the clock, and I swear to God. Ooh, I want to me one coming up. 365 days with the burn it up. Life on the road, always on the go with the door, they rig in my road. I'm a killer today, killer today, killer too fast, in emotion. I did judge, I did go my way. But them say, them say, killer my day, killer my day.
Make a cool my tension. I'ma give me a love you like your body. They call my attention. Big ways, fine face. I know go lie for you. A dark place for you. I'ma get a dark place for you. Follow me, make we chop life for you.